My concern is over all the years, any partisanship was only really on the edges of NASA. It would have been cool if you sent the USS John Kennedy, freshly commissioned aircraft carrier, to pick up Neil and Buzz, the Apollo 11 astronauts as they plunked into the Pacific. That would have been a nice touch. But Nixon was president, and he says, no, we're done with Kennedy. It's my turn. Let's send over a different aircraft carrier. That's politics at the edges. That's not politics at the core. Right now, Bush says, let's go back to moon, onto Mars, and beyond. And then the Democrats are saying, let's send Bush to Mars. And now Obama says, well, we've already been to the moon, so we don't have to go to the moon. So let's go straight to Mars. And then the Republicans are saying, whoa, this is anti-jobs because you're now taking away jobs of people who are going to the moon. And all of a sudden, there's this catfighting in the corridors of Congress. I didn't start that knowing it would come out alliterative. It just turned out that way. And I'm disturbed by that because it's hard enough to do real things in a political climate to now have to contend with who's saying what on what side of the aisle just complicates the whole matter, and it gives me very low confidence in the security of NASA's future.
Well, where is our president? To use two of your terms, is he a space zealot or a space curmudgeon?
No, I know very few people who are space curmudgeons because it just takes 5 minutes with them. You give them some basic facts they probably didn't know, and then they might become space neutral, but certainly I know very few space curmudgeons, or maybe they avoid me because it doesn't take much to excite people about space. Almost every one of us has a picture from the Hubble telescope on our screensaver, or we've recognized them having seen them before, and they're so beautiful and so majestic they don't even require captions for you to embrace their cosmic majesty. And I don't know any other scientific instrument that produces results where you can look at the data from it and say, oh, look how beautiful that is. That's almost a unique claim for space projects. Look at the attention given to the Mars lander, and look at the attention given to so many discoveries that come down from space. And so, therefore, I think that the space curmudgeon is not it. The worst case is we have space neutral. The president loves space, and he's even intoned that he has some Trekkie credits.
And I work in satellite radio, so I guess I'm not space neutral either.
Exactly. No one would be listening to you now were it not for space. So that's not the issue. The issue is how sensible is the planning as established by the White House or by Congress. And my concern was we now live in an era where I was at Obama's speech at Kennedy Space Center, Cape Canaveral, where he gave his vision for the future of space. And that's when he said, we don't need to go to the moon. Let's go to Mars and visit asteroids. And that we do that by 2035. And it was great applause. But then an hour later, I said, wait a minute, 2035? Well, he's not going to be president in 2035. And so he's promising a commitment of the nation to be overseen by a president to be named later on a budget not yet established. And I thought, this is not governance. This is like putting stuff out there and hoping that someone after him is going to do it. It didn't leave me confident. Back in Kennedy's day, he said, let's put a man on the moon before the decade is out. That's basically within his two-term presidency, had he not been shot and given the likelihood that he'd get a second term. So he was promising the impossible within his 8 years of office. And so I don't know what all this means today, and I'm a little worried. We don't have a way to get our own people into our own space station, the ones we're landlords of. We're hitching a ride with the—in fact, we're not hitching, we're paying for seats on the Russian Soyuz capsules. And it's a capsule, not a—you can't carry stuff there. So now a good part of this is we're paying SpaceX to bring cargo, because you can't bring cargo in the Soyuz capsule. So that's good. That's a good sign. We should have been doing that 30 years ago. Tapping space industry to do the routine work.
Well, you know, if asteroids are headed this way, you could make space a homeland security issue.
Well, that's always been a risk. It's not a new thing. What's interesting about the Russia meteor was that its power was manifest, yet it didn't kill anybody. So that meant it was a almost disaster. But it was enough to shake people off their seats. And practically as we speak, there are hearings going on in Congress on space hazards. And there being testimonies from the head of NASA and the president's chief science advisor, John Holdren. And so